Drop that knowledge on me.
I could not make this shit up.
With Kev Nash.
Oh, Hercules.
DJ Killer Kev.
Mouse.
And Hayes Dizzle.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
The Inside. Real deal, straight up.
Are you crazy?
Hottest stories from the world of hip-hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
Some of those dogs were the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up. I couldn't make this shit up if I tried. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and A Dizzle.
You Can't Make This Up podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
A Dizzle.
Episode
376.
We just gonna jump into it. Fellas, how was the week?
Busy week. I know for your boy, booked a couple gigs, booked a wedding. My wife's co-worker, they surprised her with a surprise 40th at her brother's business. So the business is not a club. It's like a car wash or a car detail shop of some sort, but they had a big office space. So they set that up for her, had me DJ in there. It was super chill, 40, 50 people. But they all partied and had a good time. So that was my last night. It was such a good time. I was booked from 7 to 11. I didn't stop DJing until about 12:15, 12:30. I was just having a good time.
You said this is for whose party?
This is my wife's coworker. They had her a surprise 40. If they blindfolded her, we was all quiet, you know, in the building. She's coming in like, this is some bullshit. Why you got me blindfolded? She was fired up, pissed. And then all of a sudden, we hit her with a surprise, and she pulled her mask down real fast and saw 50 people in here. And, you know, mm-hmm. good little turned up, good food, good drinks. So we did that last night. Other than that, yeah, I've been rolling with the gigs. I'm doing a skating party next week, Huber. I'm doing that for a couple hours. Somebody rented out the skating rink for an 80s, 90s skating party. So starting to roll. 2024 is rolling, but a lot of drinking.
Where y'all at with surprise birthday parties or surprise parties in general? Y'all cool with those, like, happening to yourself?
Not really. I'm not the big surprise person. I like to know what's going on. I like to be 5 minutes ahead. I like to be, you know, all that jazz. So when I don't have the control over that, I'm not a fan of. So she tried to surprise me for my 40th, but I was digging into the email trying to see how much the balloons cost, how much the chair cost, how much the room. So, you know, no surprise in me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you got to know the person, like surprises. Myself personally, I'm good. You know what I mean? But there's people out there, you know, like, they want to be celebrated. They may be stressed or just too busy. Let me just throw them a party. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But not me. Don't do that. I'm trying to save money. Trying to sit at the crib. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not like a huge birthday person to be celebrated. Like, the wife has to drag me out the house to celebrate my birthday. Like, I'm cool with, like you said, it's like a chill situation. Go get some dinner, come back to the house, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. So, but like surprises in general, I hate surprises. I'm not a surprise dude at all. Especially like a birthday party. Like, if you throwing somebody a surprise birthday party, if I'm going to a birthday party for myself or somebody else, you know, I want to get fresh. I got a whole bunch of shoes that I would like to break out for the occasion. So if I'm super regular, I'm gonna be like, well, wait a minute, we taking all these pictures and having a good time, but like, I'm just plain Jane. I want to be fresh in these pictures. So don't do those surprise parties for me.
I did leave out one other important thing that happened this week. The week coming, in 2 days, I will have a 16-year-old. That shit is boggling my mind. But my soon-to-be 16-year-old, soon-to-be 16-year-old was begging to get her septum pierced. For those that don't know what your septum is, it's on your nose right here. So we took her to the spot that the wife got her nose done years ago. Had to bring the birth certificate, the whole shebang, but she got her septum pierced, so it was nice to see her joining the body manipulation crew. Everybody got tattoos and piercings, so but you know, she growing up and started to be a young adult, and you know, I'd rather do it now, take it out when she's 25 than, you know, sneaking in the bathroom at school, you know what I'm saying? So
right. I was 16 when I got my first tattoo.
Yeah,
would you let her get a tattoo?
I will, yeah. I'm tatted up, so my uncle does a tattoo. He has a tattoo shop, so he's done a lot of my tattoos. We kind of different like that. I'm with the shits, so yeah. But now I was
cool parents.
Oh yeah, all you gotta do is talk to me about it. I'm pretty much, you know, your life to live, your decision. I ain't gonna be the one to tell you no. I'd rather go with you, have a good time, than you do it behind my back. So.
Kev. Cool moms growing up for sure. I got my mom took me to go get my first tat. I think I was like 16. Mm-hmm. Ears pierced like in fifth grade. Moms mm-hmm. took me. I had the old school Kwame dye in my hair. You know what I'm saying? Moms was cool about a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, a million and one times on the pod. My mom was super cool, or is super cool, and basically, you know, let me do what I wanted to do, expressing myself. The only rule, curfew. Homework and curfew. Everything else, whatever, man. You'll be all right.
Exactly.
Kev, how was your week?
Man, let me tell you this, bro. It was, I don't know, when the last time I actually worked out. Like, I ride my bike, could go for a walk or whatever, but, like, workout, hadn't done it in months, like 5, maybe even 6 months. So, you know, top of the year, just like everybody else, I'm going to get back in shape. I'm going to do my thing, yada, yada, yada. So I go to the gym to start the year off. I know I haven't been to the gym in quite some time. So I started out with just strictly, you know, elliptical or the treadmill, walking on the incline. That first week of doing that, I was sore doing that. I was like, man, I'm that out of shape. So I was like, I guess I need another week of getting my stuff together. So I do that for another week. And this past week, I started clanging and banging, hitting the weights. Sore as hell. Sore as hell. Get out. Like, I've been in pain all week long. And not like, no, oh my God, I'm crippled, I can't walk, but just like sore because I ain't activated these muscles in so long and trying to get back in the routine of it. Like, last night, KO. The night before that, KO. The night before that, KO. Like, I'm talking like 9:30 p.m. I'm in bed, dog. Like, yeah. It's bad. Like, so anybody out there that's, you know, trying to get back in shape or like, all right, I'm about to start right now, I'm going to pick up right where I left off. Don't. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Start out light. Take your time. This is the whole process.
You know what happened to me this week in that same field? I had to be an owner of edibles now. I had to get to the store a little early and do a little snow removal. Worked all day. Come home. Had to do a little snow removal in the driveway. So I shoveled snow all day, whatever that was, Wednesday, Thursday. And after that second round at the house, doing the sidewalk, the driveway, the front, you know, all that, I was sitting there. I see how older people had that random heart attack when they don't do shit for 30 years and then go shovel the driveway because I was breathing hard. I had to take some break.
Sweating. I gotta do that shit today, actually. I guess I'm actually looking at the weather. Like, do I even really need to?
Nah, it's gonna be 50 in a couple days. It's gonna rain away.
Is that right? Okay.
Just throw a little bit of salt down. That was my trick. I ain't shoveling nothing. I was too sore to even do it, so I just threw down salt. That's all I got for y'all, man. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. It's been pretty slow motion for me, man. Baby going through sleep regression. I didn't know this was a thing. The last maybe
what seven. Is that?
So there's a phase, and some are longer than others. Where okay, the baby's sleep, baby's going through a routine, and then now that they're more aware of their surroundings, they active at night. They looking around. They trying to play. They trying to do shit. So they don't sleep as long as they used to. Stay up later. Get up earlier, maybe even in the middle of the night, getting up and be wide awake and alert. So this nigga been, he don't go to sleep unless we go to sleep. Like last night, we was up drinking and chilling. This nigga up. over New Year's and all the holidays, when we up, he up. So it's 1:30 in the morning, and we trying to put him down to sleep. Unless we laying down there right by him, he's not going to sleep. So same thing the other night. We was up to about 1:30, and he wasn't asleep. He finally fell asleep and woke up again at 3:30 and didn't go back to sleep. I had a late shift and then turned around and had an early morning shift. So I didn't get no – I maybe got an hour and a half of sleep followed by the work shift, man. So I just been dead tired the last few days. But that's it, man.
I seen you feeding them bananas and avocados.
Oh, yeah. So 6 month mark, you know, they could start trying new shit. So shit been cool, man. I've been grinding up bananas, avocados, strawberries. We just been feeding them random shit, man. It's been pretty cool.
What he like, what he don't like.
He don't like avocado. So we gotta, he don't like no vegetables, basically. We gotta mix the fruits with the vegetables. This shit is nasty though, because I'll be tasting it. I'll be trying to, I gotta taste test it first.
Yeah, I don't fuck with avocados. I don't like avocados.
Yeah, so we gotta mix it, or he'll make a face or start screaming when he's eating it. But
you're talking about that non-resting. My other owner, he just had a child less than probably four or five months ago. And his baby, they had went to an appointment and got him some testing. Doesn't like the same thing, like when he's supposed to be resting, he's not resting. His brain is firing, he thinking, mm-hmm. doing all kinds of stuff. They see him on camera, he in there just moving around, and
that's exactly it.
They just showing how like these kids and that being the start, and then once they start, you know, understanding life a few years down the road, now it's hand me the iPad, hand me the iPhone, hand me so. These babies is different babies. Yeah, they are outside.
Yeah, and a lot of the shit that we bought is we almost can't use it no more, just because he can like navigate now. Like one of the little sleepers that we used to throw that bitch in, turn it up and have him rocking. He can't even sit in it. Like we would have to strap him down, which we don't want to do. Like we ain't trying to restrain him in it. Mm-hmm. But he be like reaching, leaning over, trying to get out of the bitch. I'm like, oh, this shit is, we can't even use it no more.
We got this. Y'all got thing. One of them kid cages? The cages that they put in kids?
We got a dog cage.
It's like those things that I see a lot of people have. Like they got like, I guess it's a playpen, maybe. That's is that what it's called?
Yeah. We got one.
Throw them in there, put a lid on it.
No, that's next for real, because he can sit up now. He's about to start crawling eventually, so we definitely gonna have to find a playpen and keep him entertained, because there's a couple of seats that we put him in that got toys connected to it. He like trying to stand up, bro, so he's catapulting himself. Nigga almost did a cartwheel off the table.
Oh yeah,
crazy.
They all gonna have some tumbles, get ready. Because I was going to say, my oldest was that way. She was to climb out the crib. I mean, I'm talking, we had a high crib that I could, like, stand up and just kind of not have to be uncomfortable dealing with. And she, when she got old enough, she pulled herself up, lassoed her legs over, climbed down, and just took the 3-foot fall at the end, like, ah! I mean, just wild. So, and then once we had Carmen, she became Carmen escape. Once Carmen got to that age where she was trying to get out and do stuff, Camille would come pull it down and make it fall so that she could just crawl out and then pick it back up like nothing happened. Mm. And we got two kids down the hallway. Like, I thought we put one away. Why are they both coming down the hallway? So, yeah.
He said, put one away like it's a vacuum cleaner. Right.
For real. I was going to say, you don't want to strap them kids in the thing. That's going to change. I'm telling you, you're going to be buckling them down and don't move for 30. Give me 30 minutes. Give me 30 minutes, please.
I can see that happening for sure.
Oh, man. That's crazy. All right, man, a whole bunch of sports went down. Obviously, we taped the pod last week before the Packers beat the Cowboys. Embarrassing for the Cowboys. The Lions took care of business over the Rams in a good game, probably the only good game of the weekend. the Steelers unfortunately lost to Buffalo on Monday after they moved the games, and then the Eagles took a big L to the Buccaneers, leading us into this weekend. That's where great. Last night it went down with the Ravens handling business over the Texans. Lamar was doing Lamar things.
The nigga ball.
Yeah. Lamar threw for like a buck 60, ran for another buck, 4 touchdowns total. Then the Ravens totally shut down our boy CJ Stroud. 49ers somehow, some way, were able to beat the Packers. Packers, y'all had it. That damn kicker. He probably will be unemployed starting tomorrow, man. What was y'all takeaways from all that football action?
Go ahead, Dizzle.
You already know I was tuned in. Houston, Baltimore, you know, it was time, man. This is what I came to see. So, Lamar Jackson did what Lamar Jackson do. He be making niggas look goofy, bro. Like, who? What's another player like that? That's shifty like that. Because he seemed like he don't even be running fast. He just be kind of prancing through, and then speed up real quick, slow down.
Like Tyreek, the only one I can think of. But he's fast. But Tyreek is he's shifty. He just look like he ain't about to do nothing, and then 2 moves later, he 15 yards down the road, and you trying to catch up. So
yeah, just everybody else just moving in slow motion. But yeah. Stroud is a good quarterback. I didn't watch many Texans games, but he seemed like he got the juice. They got their guy. Shout outs to him getting a playoff win under his belt first year. Shout outs to him. But hey, man, Lamar got to get him one. Man, I'm feeling like this is the year. Who he got coming up? He got
the winner of the Bills and Chiefs game today at 6:30.
Okay. Yeah. Shit, man. You already know how I'm feeling about that game, but the games was good. I didn't watch the Packers game until the very end. That was also a good game, but I knew once the kicker missed the field goal, I knew it was a wrap ski. It was too much time on the clock. I was damn near just hoping enough time for the Packers to come back around and score, but
yeah.
Shout out to Jordan Love, because he's a rookie. He's a rookie too, ain't he?
No, he is like in his third year, but first year starting.
Okay. Shout out to him.
Taking over.
Yeah.
Man, I think think about Lamar for me at least, man. He's just different. Like, we have seen quarterbacks be able to run. We've seen the Michael Vicks. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks that had wheels and stuff like that. But like you said, Dizzle, like, it looked like he running slow, but he's not. He's the best athlete on the field, and he can throw the ball. So it's what we wanted Michael Vick to be. He's what we wanted Michael Vick to be. And the best part about Lamar, you know what I'm saying, he's himself. He's not changing up who he is for anybody. You know what I'm saying? He come in there with his braids, his hair nappy. He talks the way he talks. He dresses the way he dresses. He's not conforming to what the NFL wants him to be. And not to mention, you know what I'm saying, his mom's is his agent. So that's another thing the NFL don't want. Like, he's empowering, you know what I'm saying, the people around him. He's empowering himself, and he's balling. And it's hard for me because I'm a Steelers fan, and the Steelers' biggest rival is the Baltimore Ravens. But I am rooting for the Baltimore Ravens because I am that much of a Lamar Jackson fan. So if they win the Super Bowl –
go ahead, he's get going, that jersey, dog.
No, I ain't saying that. We're not getting out of hand here. We're not going to go crazy like that. I will be a Lamar Jackson fan until it's all said and done because I really like watching him play. But they win the Super Bowl, he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's guaranteed to go to the Hall of Fame. Like, he already is a unanimous MVP, going to get a second MVP. If they win the Super Bowl this year, he doesn't have to do anything else the rest of his career. He can stink the rest of his career. He's going to the Hall of Fame, and I think that'd be a pretty cool thing to see.
See, that's one thing I was, you know, I had to look while y'all were talking. Lamar Jackson's record is 62-24, but you put him in that postseason, you know, he struggles. So I'm happy to see him at least, you know, take care of business. You know, it wasn't a thing where we thought Houston was like the favorite to win, but I know for me, I was looking at Stroud like, if you had to redraft the NFL right now and put everybody in a pool, Stroud gonna be one of them first round picks. You know what I'm saying? Top 10 pick, because he playing like that. So for just sure. for him to be that solid of a rookie, I didn't want Lamar to go down this road again. He don't perform well in the playoffs, and so yeah. I'm happy Lamar took care of business. Even like Kev said, even though this is our division, and Bengals went 9-8, Houston went 9-8. Somebody went to the playoffs, somebody didn't. So.
Yeah, man, for sure. So who y'all want to win these games, or who y'all think gonna win these games? You got the Buccaneers and the Lions. They at 3 o'clock. Who gonna win that game?
Man, I really want the Lions to win, but I think Baker Brady got something to do. Baker Brady out here looking good. So he's the one guy that I am like truly bitter and petty with, because he put that flag in the old state, you know, when he was Oklahoma. So I don't fuck with Baker for that. That shit hurt my heart. But my wife being from, you know, Michigan and all that, I would like to see the Lions get it done.
Yeah, I would say the Lions. I don't got no ties to the Bucks or the Detroit Lions, but it feels like the Lions been weak for a while. So let's
95. They ain't won a playoff game since what, 95 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's turn them up.
I'm rooting for the Lions in this game, just like y'all said. But slightly different reasons, probably Dizzle-esque reasons. They got a lot of brothers on their staff. Mm-hmm. A lot of brothers on their staff, a lot of former players on their staff, a lot of brothers. I believe their GM is also a brother. So, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Detroit? What up, though?
And the coach be going for it on fourth down. Like,
I fuck with that, too.
Yeah, he ain't with that stucky shit.
He's like playing Madden. He's like playing Madden, nigga.
Yeah.
Because you ain't tell me that these niggas be going for it on fourth and 10 on Madden, nigga. Like, God damn. No punny?
No punny.
Like, come on, bro. Niggas is ruthless on that Madden shit. Even though I have... little update, I've won 3 games in a row, just to put that out there.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah, getting a little bit better.
I got an update about that as well. My boy has the PlayStation, but he is not into the sports games like that. That's not his go-to. But he knows that, like, that's the only way I'm really going to ever touch the sticks is if he playing some Madden, some 2K, something. So he downloaded 2K for your boy, and me and him was... I felt like Kev when he was sitting there like, man, you ain't tell me you can't throw no more. Bro, I'm trying to figure out how to jump and how to pass, and I'm doing Olays, and I'm not even trying to, and I'm like, what is happening? But I ended up getting the dub, so I almost put the sticks back down for 10 more years because I won like 55-40. It was a low-scoring game. We both were struggling, brand new out there, but that was fun. So now I got the itch, and I'll be getting one soon, probably.
It's going down. Speaking of that, I did download Grand Theft Auto. I played a little bit. Man,
it raised your adrenaline. You're gonna be like, I be having anxiety. Bro, I be having anxiety playing that shit. I don't know what it is. Like, I can't swim. I don't like going in the water. Like, my real life phobias be coming into play.
Oh man, so 6:30, the big one. We got the Chiefs at the Bills. Who you got?
I think the Chiefs. Ain't they in Buffalo too? Ain't they?
Yeah, on the road.
Another give me cold.
Give you the Chiefs. Yeah, Mahomes gotta prove it. He ain't never played.
He gotta prove it.
He ain't never won on the road.
Play on the road because he proved it during the regular season. Make him come to his casa.
I am a big Mahomes fan. I think he can be the GOAT in his own way. Let's win one on the road. Own the Bills how you've been owning them. Like, this is part of legacy. Josh Allen gonna have to answer for this later on.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's time for the shift in the AFC. I think the Chiefs have been, you know, dominant up there running the show. But I think Buffalo take care of business at home. I think the Chiefs lose, Buffalo wins.
Not only do I think the Chiefs going to win, I hope they win for multiple reasons. I think they're going to win because I think this is time for a classic Kelce game. I'm thinking we're going to get like 12 for $120 out of Kelce in this game. Because
let me go put that real quick.
Yeah, go put that down. Give me my cut if it happens.
I got you.
So I think we in due for a classic Kelce game. Swifty gonna be in the building. think we're going to get one of those out of Kelce. But also, like, I think we're all rooting for Baltimore to make it to the Super Bowl or whatever simply because of Lamar. I want Lamar to beat the champs. I want the Ravens to beat the champs because when you beat the champs and become the champs, there is no wiggle room. There's no, well, y'all didn't play so-and-so. Y'all didn't play so-and-so. If you go through the defending champs and make your way to the Super Bowl and beat whoever come out the NFC, there's nothing anybody can say. Because me being a Lamar fan and co-hosting a show with Justin, who thinks Lamar Jackson is just like the worst quarterback ever, has nothing to say. You can't say anything. Like, he's about to be another MVP under. He's about to, you know what I'm saying, potentially go to the Super Bowl. Like, oh, they played the Bills. They didn't beat Patrick Mahomes, so it don't count. I want Patrick Mahomes to make it back to the NFC Championship in order to lose to the Ravens so we can get an unapologetically Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl. That's what I'm rooting for, at least. What I'm rooting for.
It's been good game so far, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yesterday's games made up for the previous week's games. Like, the weeks before games was just a snooze fest. So, yeah. I'm hoping for two good ones today.
Facts.
All right, Dizzle. What's popping in the association, man? What's popping?
Trade season, man. Trade season. We had Pascal Siakam head over to the Pacers, which I thought was a decent move. Shit's about to start ramping up. I know the Lakers are always on the block. Well, whoever team LeBron is on, it's always due to make a few moves. So, like we all do, we play the trade machine game where we just throw some random trades and see what stick. But yeah, man, Lakers is not looking good. It's a lot of players on the block right now. They looking at DeJounte Murray from the Hawks. Spencer Dinwiddie, Gary Trent Jr. I know they've talked about Zach LaVine, Bruce Brown. I want to ask y'all, what's some trades that y'all trying to see?
For me, since my guy Dame plays for the Bucks, that makes me a Bucks fan this season, and a Cavs fan. Weird situation. But if, let's just say, for instance, if Marcus Smart wasn't hurt, I would love for them to trade for a Marcus Smart. They need like a big guard. They need a big guard.
The Bucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to see them have a player like a Marcus Smart on their team, a big guard that can hit a couple shots, play some tough nose defense. Let's be clear, because Dame and defense just
it'd be looking bad. Yeah.
That just he gonna give you 30, 40, but his dude gonna score about 28. Like, kind of cancel each other out. But he going to hit the clutch shots and all those great things, stuff like that. They need a big guard to go with him to cancel that situation out because, you know, what they got Beasley. He's not the best of defenders out there. They got Pat Connaughton, a good defender, but, like, Pat Connaughton's not going to give you that offensive splash. So, I think if they were able to pull a trade off, even if Marcus Smart is hurt, trade for him. He'll get healthy. He'll be back.
One trade that I would like to see, I would like to see Golden State go ahead and get that shit shaken up because Klay ain't going to get no max from nobody, but Klay going to go get a bag from somebody for a little two-year deal. So
I know somebody.
But I would like to see them shake up Golden State, get Klay to a competitive team. Klay shooting a rock like that on somebody else's squad, that'd be beneficial. So.
Yeah. We will see, though.
What about you, Lakers fan? Or LeBron fan, my bad.
Yeah. I like Klay. I like Klay to the Lakers. Klay need a new scenery. He got the yips right now and just hasn't been playing good. The Warriors need to make some moves or they – going to be looking outside of the play-in. Like, they're not even in the play-in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to have to break up the band, man, because Steph's still giving you A1. He's still top tier. If you thinking about making any type of noise, you gotta break up the band. Draymond came back. They still haven't really turned the team around, you know. Something got to shake. I know they're trying to get rid of Wiggins. I don't want none of that. Give me Klay.
I say this all the time. As much as I can't stand certain players in the NBA, and I imagine, like, man, how and why would you trade for certain players? Who in their right mind is trading whomever for D'Angelo Russell. Like, who wants him on their team? I know he's going to get traded. Somebody's going to take on that contract and him as a player. But why? Why would you accept D'Angelo Russell for anything right now?
I still like Russell, man. If we don't trade Russell, I'm fine, bro. I knew you were going
to like that skip to my little stuff he be doing.
He's so smooth with it, bro. He's so smooth, and then he can play it. He can do the pick and roll. He gets hot.
But hey, that man. Defense is...
That nigga is, as our brother OP would say, Big Rumpke. He is Big Rumpke, man. Look, man. He played at Ohio State, so I guess I should that kind of cheer for him. But, man, like, it didn't work out with Minnesota. Didn't work out with the Lakers the first time. It didn't work out with Golden State. The only place it worked out was for a year and a half with the Nets. Yeah. I'm just good, man. I'm just good. If I'm the Chicago Bulls and they're like, hey, man, we want to give you D'Angelo Russell for Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. I would, hell no. If I'm Golden State Warriors, hey, man, a guy you got rid of, D'Angelo Russell, we want to give you him for Klay Thompson. Hey, man, Klay Thompson's over the hill. Yeah, give us him. No, we're good. We're so good. I just don't know. But just like the NBA always does, they'll make it work. The Lakers always seem to make a mediocre player trade value skyrocket and get a great player. I mean, they did once trade, what, Kwame Brown for Paul Gasol, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else going on? We're going to talk about Josh Giddey. Will not face criminal charges after investigation into alleged underage relationship, per TMZ. So the case is closed. I guess there was no cooperation. No one wanted to provide any information. So leaves Josh Giddey clear of any charges, criminal charges.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess is the NBA? Did I see that?
Yes, yes.
The NBA.
So this is for all the folks out there. What is the NBA going to do? What is the NBA going to do? The NBA has been waiting for their time to shine. I think the NBA is about to come down with the on this nigga. I really think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The legal age of consent in Oklahoma is 16 years old.
Ooh. Ooh. Nasty out there,
Oklahoma. Yeah, man, a lot of green pasture.
So the Chet Holmgren, they was retiring his jersey at his old high school in Minnesota, and the Thunder were in attendance. So you see the whole team walking in, fans screaming. No Josh Giddey to be found. So they like, damn, they ain't want to tempt my boy, bring him to the high school. Like, the whole team was there but him.
Goodness gracious, man. It's a wild situation, man. It's a wild situation. I mean, like you talked about, the parents and the girl are not cooperating with the investigation or whatever. Like, he going to marry this girl.
Mm-hmm.
He going to pull a Marcus Houston.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna happen. He's gonna marry this girl. Like, that's what's gonna happen. Like, in like a year and a half, they're gonna be married. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I see it coming.
It's wild. So more news to come on that. I'm sure we'll find some. Adam Silver ain't playing, but I don't get it though, because in the same breath, the NBA be like doing Karl Malone tributes and, you know, honoring that guy. So what are we doing here?
That was the 80s, bro.
What a time to be alive. No.
It's definitely different in the 80s. Definitely different in the 80s. Okay. Not condoning it. Definitely not condoning it. It was weird then.
Right.
Even weirder now.
Yeah. Last thing in sports. CJ McCollum. Shout out to CJ McCollum. Launched the McCollum Scholars Program, which will provide $80,000 in scholarships to 10 New Orleans high school students. So shout out to him.
CJ, man. That's big money, man.
Hell yeah.
80? That's crazy. Yeah. That's college and then some.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to them, because the student loan debts is still there. I'm still waiting on the what they said. It was just going to wipe all that shit away. Like, where it's at, bro.
I'm deferring until the wheels fall off.
Well, speaking of the sole member on this podcast to pay off their student loan, I would like a refund for paying off my shit. That would be nice. Like, hey, man, I did the responsible thing here and paid my shit off. And now, like, you know what I'm saying, this administration is going to be doing a whole bunch of student loan forgiveness. Look, I wasn't rolling in the dough when I decided to pay off my shit. I would like a little refund. You know, like five G's would be nice. I take that.
Mm. I got you.
Hands out, bro. I gladly will accept.
As soon as that deferment figured out, I got you.
Yeah, man. That's been a hot topic. I was watching on the Today Show about that. This administration is doing some student loan forgiveness, and they talked to some people that just got the email randomly. Like, hey, your student loans have been forgiven. It's like, how are y'all picking the people that get their stuff forgiven? Like, is it just a lottery situation? Is it based off of the education that they got?
If your balance is like $12,000 or less, then you are eligible to get it forgiven. But I'm thinking, man, the niggas that's up there in the 50s, 50 plus, the niggas that need it, bro. Like,
yeah,
you wiping out the niggas that's almost done paying it.
Yeah, it should be, because them niggas that have been putting it on their books. Y'all niggas, deferment niggas. Deferment niggas, nah, bro. Nah, them niggas, nah. Y'all niggas gotta pay.
Nah, shit is tough, man.
Shouts out to us responsible folks. Killer, what's up with Diddy, man? What's going on with Puff, man? It's been a rough 2023 and started to be a rough 2024 for Puff.
Yeah, Diddy has reached a settlement with the spirits giant. Is that how you say that? Diageo?
Sure.
he will no longer be a joint owner of the tequila brand De Leon or have any ties to Ciroc Vodka.
Sheesh.
The wheels is falling off, brother.
Man. Now, obviously, a settlement probably means Diddy got a couple dollars to go away or whatever, but my biggest thing is, man, what people going to be popping in the club now that you know what I'm saying, Ciroc is no longer backed by Puff, because we can like it or love it or hate it, but, like, he was pushing that shit. He made that shit popular. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He made that and De Leon popular. Like, it's everywhere because of him. And does those brands just magically go away now?
Yeah, everybody on their tequila, on their extra Añejo, on their Reposado, so... You know how the wave go. You know, we was Incredible Hawking a few years ago and everything else. So I think it's sad to like see this shit happen in front of like the world. The world see you go like this, and now you starting to come. You know, I hate watching like the world tear down. You know, black people, whether it's right or wrong. I just hate for us to be like broadcasted. That shit about to get elevated even more and broadcasted even more the more shit that comes out. But
yeah,
it's just hard to watch when you see, you know, somebody that you've been started out dancing in the music videos, and now shit done got all the way all the way to where we are. So
don't let that Surviving Diddy come out. I know 50 Cent been working on something.
Yeah, got his foot on that nigga neck, man. Like, so the whole R. Kelly thing really wasn't hard for me to, like, to quote unquote not listen to R. Kelly music, even though I still listen to certain songs when I get the itch or whatever. I'm not above it. But like,
I played some last night. I don't care.
If the cancel Diddy and Bad Boy music comes, like, that's going to be, it's going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, think about, like, hey, man, we canceling Bad Boy. That means you can never listen to Biggie One More Chance. That means you can't listen to no Biggie, you can't listen to no Mace, you can't listen to none of that shit no more. Like, is that what that means?
Right.
Diddy, you need to break the bank to get some of this shit sealed, signed, delivered, and shut these people up, man. We can't afford to lose this music, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all see Vince Staples got a TV show coming out, Netflix, February the 15th, the Vince Staples show.
I'm with it 100%. You know what I'm saying? He did his little acting thing on Abbott Elementary, so I'm here for it, man.
What kind of vibes are you thinking? Because initially, Atlanta comes to mind. He's seeming like he's about to do a show like what's it called? Dave. Did y'all watch Dave on FX? Yeah, man. And I like both of those shows, so I'm going to definitely tune in. Vince Staples is a funny dude, so I'm just curious where it's going to go. Is he going to be in this Donald Glover bag where one episode is about one thing and next episode it has nothing to do with it?
Like, what? Yeah, I'm curious too, because I can't sit here and act like, oh, man, I've ever listened to a whole Vince Staples album. But, like, I have certain songs that I rock with, you know what I'm saying? Seeing them around, like, you know, the festival circuit. So, like, he seems like a pretty funny dude. So, I watch it.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
What else popping on Netflix, man?
Did y'all watch the NFL's quarterback? Like, the little backstage all access pass.
Yeah, so, I saw who was it? Kirk Cousins. Mariota.
Yeah. Mariota Mahomes, yeah, for sure.
So they allegedly are partnering with the NBA to do an NBA version of quarterback where they, you know, going backstage all access to some players' lives. And so they got for season one, they got Jason Tatum on board. They got Jimmy Butler, Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, and then they got Domantas Sabonis and the LeBron James on slate for season one. Are y'all going to be tuning in?
Absolutely, and hell of course LeBron is on it.
Of course.
Of course.
We already seen we know the whole house. We already know the whole house. We've seen the shots in the driveway. We've seen the insides and out of that man's living already. So no shocker he was on there, but surprise Jimmy Butler. I would like to see Jimmy Butler's crazy ass in the day to day. I know he gets into some left field shit. So I'm checking it out. I'm here for it.
Out of those dudes, who do y'all looking forward most to seeing?
Anthony Edwards, because I know he gonna be on some shit. That nigga funny. That nigga got baby mama drama. Like, his shit is gonna be the most entertaining.
They're not gonna put that shit on there.
You never know, man. It's at all access.
It's definitely not gonna put that in there. That nigga agent gonna be like, leave that shit on the cutting room floor.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing my light skinned brethren, Tatum, young Tatum and Deuce out there living life. Check that out.
Carbon copy Kobe.
Right.
Carbon copy Kobe. Look, I love Jason Tatum. I love his game. That nigga's a bland ass nigga. Boy, he gives you nothing. He gives you no Lowry's. Yeah. A nigga that's gonna give you something is Jimmy and LeBron. Those are gonna be the most entertaining people to watch on here. Like, Jimmy, you never know what he's gonna be talking about, never know what he's gonna do. So I'm looking forward to seeing them dudes on there. Speaking of the quarterback, well, who some quarterbacks would y'all want to see on like the new season?
Bring back Johnny Manziel. I'm trying to see that nigga.
That was real.
Big Coke. Right.
Now they need to get some of these young guns. Love, Stroud, get some of them guys in there, because they're already making enough noise on the mainstream. Might as well, you know, show us a random Wednesday in their life. So.
For me, for sure, Lamar. Definitely, if it was this season, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, just like see where shit went wrong. Like, they started out with
11-1,
and then the shit just fell apart. And then probably like a Baker Mayfield, super entertaining. He always got goofy shit to say. Mm-hmm. I would watch a show with Baker Mayfield on it.
That's Baker Brady.
My bad. He did break some of Tom Brady's records with the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Gotta put some respect on it. Couple quick hitters before we slide up out of here. All my people looking for an electric car, y'all need to holler at Hertz. They getting rid of over 20,000 electrical cars to reinvest in gas-powered vehicles. Tesla's going for as low as 20K.
Yeah, I heard this wind chill was messing a few folks up this week on them Teslas.
I got a garage.
I'm looking, or I'm thinking, if they selling 20,000 electric cars to go into gas cars, what do they know? They know something. Right.
So when I saw that, I'll give you a little insight. We get these emails from, you know, corporate as far as edible arrangement goes, and they're pushing for edible arrangement owners to invest into electrical vehicles, you know, moving forward. And we kind of reading about it. Da, da, da. Then I see stuff like this. I'm like, no, we're not going that route. We're gonna stick with this good old 87. So shocked to see though. I wonder what's up with the mass sale of electric vehicles like that. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't go full electric. I'll talk about it, I'll joke about it, whatever. But like, I'll have to go with the hybrid model, man. Like, the range on electric vehicles is only like 350 miles. Like, I can't even get to Cleveland on that. Exactly. Like, I'm about to drive to Columbus, charge up for an hour, then make my drive 4 hours as opposed to 3 hours. I'm just not gonna do that. I ain't got that much time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Killer, this up your alley, man. Kroger, they're getting sports betting kiosks in Dayton and Cincinnati. Look at the smile on that man's face.
I mean, no, I
this
mean,
is bad.
I'm laughing. This is why I'm laughing. So I told you I had to do the party for the wife's coworker yesterday. My wife was excited. She was helping out with the setup. So she gets up yesterday morning while I'm headed to work. She goes to Kroger to, you know, get on the liquor for the party. She didn't know it opened at 9 or 10, whatever time it was. She got there like a half hour too early. She said that there was a line wrapped around the aisle of people waiting to get in the liquor store at 9 in the morning. Mm. Like 30, 40 people type of line. So she did some shopping, came back, and it just made me think, like, all them people that's up in line getting them early morning, they're going to be right there at them kiosks throwing 50 in. To the casino, they're gonna have slot machines in Kroger's next. Like, I think certain settings should be removed from that. You know, you shouldn't have to like be trying to sports bet with a baby and bananas in your hand, trying, you know, like it's just.
Well, what's the difference when you can do it on your phone?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, why even go through the process of having that when everything is right here? I mean, You're gonna get more free bets and bonus bets signing up on your phone than you are putting a 20 in a kiosk. So
Kroger won it all.
Yeah.
They won it all.
I'm curious to see how that go.
I'm waiting for this issue 2. Can issue 2 pop up in Kroger's like that too? Can we get some kiosks for the issue 2?
Right next to the liquor.
Yeah. Let's get the party going.
Since we're doing it, let's do it big then.
Let's go.
Do any of y'all wives or moms do the whole thrifting thing, like at the Goodwill or whatever?
Yeah, for sure.
So this Virginia woman, she bought a vase from the Goodwill last summer for $4. Come to find out, it was made by some Italian designer back in the 1940s. She sold it for over $100,000. My bad, $100,000. She sold this vase for.
Good grief.
So, you know, you always hear these stories like, oh, man, somebody bought a couch and there was some money in there. Like, how come that type of shit don't happen to my mom, who's at the Goodwill way too much? How come that don't happen to my wife, who's at the Goodwill sometimes? Like, how come that can't happen to us?
Yeah, I bought some shoes from Plato's Closet, and they had a dirty sock inside of it. So that's probably the only thing I've ever got from.
I thought you were going to say it was a 20 in there. I think it's just a sock.
A dirty sock. It had grass stains. Like, they mowed the lawn in these bitches. That's the only thing I ever got. That was a surprise.
Surprise.
I'm looking at them right now in the closet, but I have my childhood baseball cards that I've been holding on to, just hoping that one day the Kyle Ripken and Bo Jackson card just skyrockets through the roof. And, you know, so those are
big money.
Yeah, I've been holding on to them. I got a bunch of cards from the 80s and 90s, a bunch.
I know that Pokemon shit go crazy too.
Yeah. So hopefully I'm sitting on a little $100,000 flip.
Now you mind it.
Me too. Dizzle, what's up with the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
Oh, yeah. So I want to ask y'all, this is a decent paying job, you know, $35,000 just on the side. To drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, would y'all do it? Got to drive it across the country.
From what, Dayton to L.A.?
Yeah, let's say Dayton to L.A., $35,000.
Get it popping. How long does that drive? It's like, what, a couple days drive? Yeah, like three, 4 hours?
Yeah, 3 days.
Fun fact, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile came to the radio station one day. I got a picture with the Wienermobile.
I saw it literally at the corner of like Dorothy Lane and Stroop, one like probably like 10 years ago. I'm at the red light. It pulls up beside me and I'm like, what the fuck? But I actually have seen it in person.
You got to get CDLs to drive that thing because it's pretty big.
Nah, I think I don't think so. It's just a regular vehicle with
a hot dog.
Hot dog on top.
But you said they got benefits and a daily allowance. Hell yeah, I'm riding that bitch out there.
Mm-hmm.
A little playlist. We're good. Put the iPad right there, watch a movie. We're good.
I wonder how many people fuck with like the person driving the hot dog truck. Like I wonder how many people
they gotta get a lot of love, man.
They do. They gotta get a lot of ha. Look at this lame ass. Like,
you know, right.
You think so? Oh, I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that.
I think it's the Monster Energy. It's like they're the small cars. Those look weird. And that bitch cramped up, looking at the steering wheel all close. Like,
right.
Yeah,
I seen somebody in one of those the other day when it was snowing real bad. One of those small electric car cube joints.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where's the trunk? Like he was coming out of Kroger, like nigga, you coming out of Kroger? Where's the food?
Where you right.
Yeah. Last thing I got, actually just went on sale, the Apple Vision Pro. I know we talked about it a while ago when they first announced it. The Apple headset that can like immerse the technology within the world just went on pre-sale. They sell them for $3,500.
I'm straight.
Yeah, I'll grab one in like 2050 from the Goodwill for $4.
How many times are we gonna try this headset shit? People don't fuck with it, man. People don't fuck with it. Like who's rocking with this? Like a PlayStation dropped one. What was the Facebook? They had one. Like they're like a fad, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it catching on, man. Like. What about you?
Not right. $3,500. That's a lot to really. All you like you said, you put on a headset and everything that's like from your phone can be a part of your world. But I really don't need that right now. So not at that price point. Maybe later on, maybe because I got a MacBook, I got an iPhone. Y'all got the watches. We had the iPods when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Y'all got an AirTag? Like we got all the Apple products. So this is about to be another one.
Trying to complete the set.
Yeah, well, shit, we've been doing it.
Yeah. But like, what is the thrill out of this? Like, you can't wear that shit out the house.
Yeah, you can. No, they're gonna jump you. They're gonna snatch you for your headset.
Yes. You go to the right part of town, you might get exactly what you get.
Right.
Just take your shit right off your dome.
They look weird too.
Yeah, man.
Ain't nobody rocking that.
Look don't like be, a bad don't pair be surprised. Of ski goggles.
Them shits is all right, man. They just too expensive right now. I'm not really buying.
Okay,
so things.
What's the price? How much would you be willing to pay for them right now?
Right now.
$400.
$400.
How many packs of diapers is that?
That's a lot of diapers. A lot of diapers. But nah, 3,000 because you're only selling it to specific people for that amount. I mean, a MacBook maybe is $1,000. Yeah, bro. I'm not spending $3,000. Maybe 400 though. I think 400.
All right, last thing for me before we slide up out of here. I may have a trip coming up in the near future. Need some recommendations on not even recommendations. Have y'all flown Spirit?
Yes. No. Allegiant, Frontier. I did it all, man.
What has your experience been like on Spirit?
So I will say that you don't know what plane you on when you on the inside of it. You know what I'm saying? You look around and look like any other plane. It may not have no TVs.
It should start like.
Yo,
Well, there goes that.
I'm trying to entice you to do it, man, because it's really not that bad.
So if it's less than a 2-hour flight, I think you'll be okay. If you try to get to like Denver and beyond,
Last West, y'all.
Oh, so yeah, yes. I think those are like they gave you a cheap flight because we flew to LA. On the cheap flight, yeah. Probably no Wi-Fi, probably no TV. Probably just bring you a drink of water or some Sprite, like not too many drink options. But you'll get there. Have you rode the Megabus?
No.
Okay, see, no. I've rode the Megabus, I rode the Greyhound. So in terms
Greyhound
of
Greyhound before.
Ah, so you'll be all right.
Decades ago though.
It's kind of like
I was like 17.
So the Spirit is the Greyhound of the sky.
So you saying he might end up in Minnesota and Dallas before he gets to the West Coast?
Yeah. But you'll get there for $5.
Nigga. So let's be real, man. The person that's really going to make this decision isn't me because, you know, she's coming with me. So she's the really one to go make this decision on the flight that we take. But yeah, I had to get y'all recommendations about Spirit. And as soon as Killer hit it with the juga, juga, juga. It was a wrap. It's not happening. I know it's not happening. So thanks, Killer. Thanks. Try to save my wallet. I guess not.
Nah, man. Some things you don't want to go cheap on.
Delta it is. Delta it is.
Yeah,
or is it what? Southwest bag fly free, right?
I think so. Yeah, Southwest is a good one too, though. That's right. That's only one step above Spirit.
I was gonna say. Now I would consider the Spirit flight if it's like I said, less than 2 hours and it's from Dayton. If I ain't gotta go no Cincinnati, Columbus, and I'm flying for $89, okay. I'll bring a bottle of water from the airport that costs $10 on the plane and
there just, you go, there you and go.
Just get through it. So
make this happen.
Yeah, man.
Well, there it is, another episode of You Can't Make This Up podcast. Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
We out to next week.
Peace.